inches over the weekend. High today, around 100, give or take a few degrees. Bright sun tonight, mid to upper 70s, well into the 90s. Sunny tomorrow, slight chance of isolated storms. Remaining sunny and hot over the upcoming weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 72.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps. The Kansas school board members unanimously voted to ignore a federal directive that all public schools allow transgender students to use restrooms that match their gender identity instead of deferring to the regulations of school districts. What remains unclear is whether or not the 10-0 vote will endanger over $479 million in federal aid, or about 10% of the state's education budget. Scott Gordon, general counsel for the state's education department, said that the threat of loss of federal funding is not sweeping. The entire state would not lose federal education funding if one school is found out of compliance with the anti-discrimination law. Gordon noted that only one transgender student filed a complaint for alleged discrimination with the Office of Civil Rights last year. Board members cited the low rate of incidents as proof that districts already have adequate regulations in place. Mid-America Network News.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday, with deals of the day starting Thursday at 5 p.m. Get our lowest prices of the season store-wide. Take 60% off clearance sportswear for her. Kenneth Cole Reaction men's suits, $99.99. Select fine jewelry, 50 to 65% off. Take an extra 30 to 50% off clearance handbags, including designer. And designer pillows, only $6.99. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply.
Don't just kickstart your summer, kickstart your garden with a bag of Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Right now, three for just $10 at the Home Depot. Specially formulated for more beautiful plants and more bountiful gardens all summer, guaranteed. Ready, set, bloom. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. Right now, three bags for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on 3/4 cubic foot bag while supplies last.
In case you haven't noticed, it is starting to get pretty darn hot in Kansas, especially the eastern half of the state. A heat advisory going to be in effect for the next couple of days. High temperatures through the weekend all across Kansas are going to be at or near the 100 mark. There's also forecast of high humidity. Heat indexes for north and south central Kansas could run in this period through the weekend between 100 and 110. And officials are investigating after a statue of the Virgin Mary was decapitated. Another statue was stolen. It happened near the statue of the Lady of Guadalupe at a South Wichita clinic. The statue was made of concrete. The head was found, but it was broken in three separate pieces. A separate statue, which was made of a light-colored wooden material, was stolen. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers, 316-267-2111. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A Florida sheriff says that charges are unlikely against parents whose two-year-old son was killed by an alligator at Walt Disney World. Orange County Sheriff Jerry Demings tells the Associated Press there was no indication that the parents of Lane Graves, Will and Melissa Graves of suburban Omaha, Nebraska, committed any crime that contributed to the reptile grabbing the boy. Authorities have captured the second of two Nebraska inmates who escaped from a maximum security prison last week. Timothy Clausen was arrested in Omaha shortly after 6 p.m. yesterday following an extensive search of the area. The Nebraska State Patrol says the 52-year-old had cut his hair, shaved his beard, changed his clothing, and had a handgun nearby. He was taken into custody without incident. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Buffalo Wild Wings presents B-dubbing.
If you're just tuning in, we've got
Wing Tuesdays.
Here's the corner kick. Star Strike with Rodriguez takes on
special prices on traditional wings.
Now this is a
seriously good deal.
He dribbles past three defenders. He sees an opening and strike! It's a goal!
Get a great price. Every Wing Tuesday. 21 sauces and seasonings. At Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Prices and participation vary.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported Monday morning south of Beatrice on U.S. 77 at Locust Road at about 8:30 a.m. Ronald Mazza, age 53, of Beatrice, was traveling on Locust Road and apparently failed to yield for Robert Day, age 25, of David City, who was traveling on U.S. 77. Mazza was transported to the Lincoln Hospital. A passenger in the Day vehicle, Michelle Day, was transported to the Beatrice Hospital. The Hiawatha-based 2nd Battalion, 130th Field Artillery of the Kansas National Guard, has a new commander. Ceremonies Wednesday evening will include passing the post from Lieutenant Colonel Paul Schneider to Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Powers. In addition to Hiawatha, the battalion serves Marysville, Holden, Lenexa, and Paola units. Powers has been involved in the military since 1987, serving with the Army in both military and civilian posts. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran has announced he's accepting applications for congressional internships in his Washington, D.C., Manhattan, and Olathe offices for fall of 2016. The internship provides an opportunity to work with Senate staff on behalf of the state of Kansas. Application deadline is July 1st. Application forms are available on the website moran.senate.gov or contact his office at 202-224-6521. Pawnee City Mayor Deb Klein resigned that position due to medical issues. Resignation was accepted by the council Monday. Council President Charlie Hatfield stepped up to accept the post. Sandy Corbett Sears took the president's position. That leaves a vacant seat open on the Pawnee City Council through December of 2018. Interested persons can contact the Pawnee City Hall for application information. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office received a report sometime June 8th between 10:15 a.m. and 10:50 a.m. A Polaris Sportsman ATV was stolen from 2913 L4 Road at Burn. It was later recovered in Pawnee County on June 10th and returned to the owner. Investigation into the incident continues. Wilbur L. Page, age 88 of Blue Rapids, passed away May 27th. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Graveside interment at the Wilsey, Kansas Cemetery Saturday at 2:30. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Page. Mary Ann Steiner, age 75, of Virginia, passed away. Funeral service Saturday at the Salem United Church of Christ in Steiner. interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8, at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, roast beef, mashed potato, a roll, carrots, and pears. Tomorrow, Ritz chicken, rice pilaf, wheat bread, California blend, apricots, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Grab a friend, roll the windows down, put your feet on the dashboard, and make your way to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville on June 24th. Jared Daniels is bringing his acoustic guitar from Nashville and wants to help you get your summer started off right. Enjoy great food, good friends, tasty drink specials, and some good old-fashioned acoustic country music at the Wagon Wheel Friday, June 24th from 9 to 11.
A busy day once again yesterday, as promised, with widespread severe storms from Nebraska, Kansas, across Missouri, Iowa, into the eastern Corn Belt. Large hail, damaging winds, heavy rainfall once again. The big issue, with widespread localized flooding continuing in some parts of the upper Midwest. Heat, the big story today across the nation's midsection. Heat advisories from Nebraska, Iowa, south across Kansas, Missouri, downstate Illinois, Arkansas, across parts of the Ohio, Tennessee Valley, Gulf Coastal states, across Texas. Heat advisories posted through tomorrow from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 104 in 1946. The average low, 64. The record low, 48 in 1917. Sunset this evening, 8:51. Sunrise in the morning at 5:56. 73 degrees, sunshine. We had just a brief shower last evening, a trace amount of precipitation. Winds are light, barometer 29.89 inches. Relative humidity is off a bit, 68%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 16th of June. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 19th. Show Dad, Grandpa, or Pop he's the best with a perfect card and gift from Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Whether he's a superhero, a Mr. Fix-It, a little bookish, or just the coolest geek you know, Reflections Hallmark has the perfect way to show him just how much he means to you on Father's Day. If he's a Royals fan, if he's a car connoisseur, if he digs the outdoors, or if he spends his time at the grill, say thanks with a perfect gift and card from Reflections Hallmark.
A walk-off and a cycle in Atlanta. The NBA Finals in Cleveland and U.S. in action tonight in Copa America quarterfinals. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The Reds and Braves are cellar dwellers, but they put on a wild show last night in Atlanta with a bit of history. After the Reds took an 8-6 lead in the top of the 13th, the Braves tied it in the bottom of that frame. Then Chase Darno came to the plate.
It's skied to center field far enough. That's going to win the game. It drops, and the Braves have pulled it out with a three spot in the bottom of the 13th inning.
On WCNN, Braves 9, Reds 8 and 13, and that wasn't it.
Freeman hits it to right center field. That's going to be a base hit. And Freddie Freeman has just hit for the cycle.
Freeman's the first Brave to hit for the cycle since Mark Kotze in 2008. In D.C., Cubs and Nationals tied at 4 until the bottom of the 12th.
Pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right center field. Taylor rounding third, headed for the plate, and Jason Worth has done it again!
On WJFK, Nats win 5-4. It's the subject of debate, and some say no debate necessary after Ichiro Suzuki's two hits pushed his numbers to 4,257, passing Pete Rose's record Major League Baseball total. Rose says Ichiro's 1,200-plus hits in the Japanese League should not be included. ESPN's John Kruk agrees.
You know, Ichiro might face Major League caliber pitching maybe once, maybe twice a week, where, you know, Pete Rose for his entire Major League career was facing Major League pitching every single day.
Ichiro is 21 hits shy of 3,000 MLB hits. Clayton Kershaw actually allowed a walk. Well, he did strike out 11 and receive support from Scott Van Slyke.
And there's a fly ball to left field. It's well hit. It's on its way, and it's a three-run home run for Scott Van Slyke.
On KLAC, Dodgers edge the D-backs 3-2. Kershaw improves to 10-1. The White Sox top the Tigers 5-3 behind Chris Sale, who became the first 11-game winner in the majors. Soccer, Copa America quarterfinals tonight. The U.S. national team in action against Ecuador. Coach Jurgen Klinsmann likes his team's chances.
We are hungry. We want to prove ourselves against the top nations.
It's a 9:30 start in Seattle tonight. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. For the second year in a row, USDA's Farm Service Agency says its $2.65 billion operating loan program will likely run out of funds before the end of the fiscal year. USDA officials say the funds will likely run dry by the end of June. That's about 3 months before next year's program starts October the 1st. Cash-strapped farmers and cautious bankers have turned to the program amid the global grain downturn. These FSA loan guarantees and direct loans typically considered loans of last resort, but an increasing number of agriculture lenders have turned to the program. The recent rebound in crop prices has not cooled demand, though. USDA data shows that at the end of May, applications for operating loans up 23%, funding obligations had climbed 19%. USDA officials and banking experts estimate a backlog of applications could total as much as $650 million by October. In case you missed it, the U.S. Federal Reserve chose to keep its benchmark interest rate at current levels as economic growth has again been slower than the Fed had predicted. Following a two-day meeting on Wednesday, the Fed also said it now expects to raise interest rates more slowly in coming years than it had previously anticipated. And the New York Times is suggesting the Fed struggling to adapt its plan to the reality of an economy that refuses to boom. 7 years after the official end of the recession, the news remains a mix of good and bad. Now, most recently, job growth has weakened even as broader measures of economic activity have picked up. A statement by the Fed said the domestic economy was feeling less drag from the weakness of the global economy, noting that exports have strengthened, but Fed officials said before the meeting that they remained concerned about a possible relapse. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, some thunderstorms developed over parts of central, south central, and east central Kansas late yesterday afternoon and early evening. Butler County, Ellsworth, Dickinson, and Marion counties all received some fairly substantial rainfall with some of those thunderstorms. There were some gusty winds here and there as well. Hopefully, not enough rain to really delay wheat harvest, but that could be a consideration as we continue to go forward. Rick Clark farms in McPherson County, where some of those storms developed in the late afternoon and early evening hours. Rick has told Kansas Wheat that his test weights have been running 61 to 63 pounds per bushel, moisture content at 11 to 12%. He says that yields have been similar to last year's harvest at around 50 bushels per acre. In the meantime, back towards the southwest, Kiowa, Kansas, near the Oklahoma state line.
We're getting it wound down here. We've probably got another three fairly busy days here, and we should be on the bottom side then. We're in that 65 to 70% range done right now here. Things are going pretty fast. Elevators, we're able to keep up, keeping grain moved out of the elevators right now. And hopefully that'll keep happening with some of the custom harvesters finishing up and the locals. They take a little bit longer to cut, so that'll work well for us.
Steve Inslee, it's OK Co-op in Kiowa, says as far as this year's harvest goes, it's better than he expected.
Yes, it really has. I would have to say this is probably one of the better test wheat years I've ever had. Awful good yields out there, too. just unbelievable for what we had for the year we had getting it.
Wheat Harvest 2016 continues to move forward. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Since 1941, Polanski Seed in Belleville, Kansas has been serving American agriculture at the crossroads of America. For superior quality seed, wheat, and exceptional service, contact our trusted family farmers and seedmen at Polanski Seed. For more information, visit PolanskiSeed.com or call 785-527-2271. Farm strong with Polanski Seed. Isn't it great that a food you crave can be so good for you as well? Beef is easy to love because it tastes so great, but it's also a naturally nutrient-rich source of 10 essential nutrients. The protein in beef helps strengthen and sustain your body. Evidence shows that protein plays an important role in maintaining healthy body weight, building muscle, and fueling physical activity. This beef message brought to you by Capel Sales, your cattle feeding equipment professionals, specializing in vertical mixtures and feedlot delivery boxes, as well as the entire Premier Forage Equipment line. In Dodge City, call for more information at 866-649-7778.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Remember the good old days of just a couple of years ago when dairy prices were right up to $24, $25 a hundred, and now they're back down to $15? And I saw a recent story about over 30 dairies going out of business. Well, for those still in business, some ideas to think about after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. It's a great gift for Father's Day. Max's book is available at Barnes & Noble.com and Amazon.com. But you can get a special price by going to MaxArmstrongBook.com. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com. The farmer in your life will love this book. And you can also find a copy of Orion Samuelson's book, You Can't Dream Big Enough. So for Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong or You Can't Dream Big Enough by Orion Samuelson, you can find them both at MaxArmstrongBook.com. Get one or both for Dad today.
With dairy prices depressed again down to $15 versus the $24, $25, $26 of 2 years ago, Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago, that's a firm that specializes in the dairy industry, talks about where we were, where we are, and where we're going.
2014, a year that certainly overdid it, I think, to the upside with what China came in and bought kind of everything and sent us to $24, $25, $26 milk. There was dairies getting milk checks close to $30 after you tack on premiums. So you rewind today and you're at $15 from 2 years ago. That's a 50% retracement in your revenue. But I think understandably most dairies were able to look at 2014 and call that more of an anomaly than a trend. So you're certainly back into an area where I think we're more used to seeing milk historically trade.
Ryan says the monthly numbers that come out show that we are producing more per cow, and with the exception of California, we are increasing the size of herds.
I think, first of all, just to the point of making more milk per cow, you know, we're as good as you can find here in the United States. We're going to continue to become more efficient, better at taking care of our animals. And so I think that's a number that'll probably continually grind higher. As far as going back to California and looking at, well, why is that state continue to decline while the rest of the U.S. maybe is steadily higher? California's had a rough go the last few years. You know, they're a state of large economics, a lot of big dairies. So when there's money to be made, there's a lot of it. But when prices move into areas where they have the last couple of years, some years of very high inputs and okay milk prices, some years of now of very low milk prices, okay inputs is leveraged a lot of those dairies to the point where some were foreclosed and just kind of forced out of the business. But you've got a lot of other dairies, I learned, that are just choosing to get out. There's a lot of other ways, I think, financially to be successful in California with the real estate they're sitting on. You know, you look at the tree market where a lot of these guys are shifting acres from from grain crops into trees, selling cows to put trees in a market that's treated, I think, a lot of Californians a lot better.
Instead of from soup to nuts, from milk to nuts. Ryan Yockman of Rice Dairy, back after this.
If your roof got hit hard, they've got guys ready. Call Parrick Construction. Storm damage? Need a roof, guttering, or windows? Call Parrick Construction at 785-406-0269. Or stop by Hometown Lumber for more information about Parrick Construction. They're ready to help you with a roll-off dumpster ready for rent. Contact Parrick Construction today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 400 to 500 head of cattle for the sale today. Early consignment listings, 10 baby calves a week to 6 weeks old, 31 black steers weighing 4 to 5, 5 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 5, 10 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 5.50, 15 black cross steers 4.50 to 5.50, 30 black steers and heifers 4.50 to 6, 30 black steers and heifers 5 to 6.50, and 45 weighing a 5.50 to 7. 62 black heifers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 120 black steers, 875 to 9. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding producers, no sale next week. They will be closed June 23rd. Also no sale on July 7th. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Just a brief shower last night. Again, clouds moved across, but we had only a trace amount of rain. Highs to the middle 90s as a heat wave continues today.
Our roots are in agriculture. We're local. Many of us were born and raised in the areas that we serve. Because of that, we make our ag decisions right here at the bank. There's no waiting for some out-of-town approval on your loan requests. So rather than planting your seeds in someone else's field, stop by and let's talk. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The tough new Chevy Silverado pickups for 2016 are on the lot at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Featuring three 1500 model crew cabs, they have a couple of 2500 models. One's an HD with a Duramax diesel, and other is a four-wheel drive regular cab model at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. Salvador Perez homered for the second straight night. Ian Kennedy kept the Cleveland Indians quiet, and the Kansas City Royals finished off a three-game sweep with a 9-4 victory yesterday. Perez hit a three-run shot during a go-ahead fifth inning against Corey Kluber, while Eric Hosmer added two RBIs and Whit Merrifield remained hot to help Kansas City win its fifth straight. The Royals have won 9 straight at home, their best stretch since 2003. Kennedy allowed just 5 hits, including 2-run homers by Raji Davis and Michael Martinez as he pitched the 7th inning. He won for the first time since beating Cleveland on May 7th. In related news, the Kansas City Royals announced they have recalled left-handed pitcher and former Wichita State Shocker Brian Flynn from Omaha. Flynn will be in uniform number 33 for tonight's game against the Cleveland Indians. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Kansas Ethanol in Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up 3 panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know, Dad's been good to me this year, so I think he deserves a Father's Day gift from Lowe's. I know that's what he wants because I've heard him talking to himself in his workshop. Oh, and while you're at it, get him a card too. Tell him it's from both of us.
Now get a Cobalt 38-piece mechanics tool set when you purchase a Cobalt 24-volt max 2-piece combo kit at Lowe's. Valid 615 through 620. While supplies last, exclusions apply. See store for details, U.S. only.
In the NBA Finals, Golden State will be without center Andrew Bogut for the rest of the NBA Finals. He suffered a knee injury in Game 5 of the series and will need 6 to 8 weeks to recover. But Golden State will have Draymond Green back for tonight's Game 6 in Cleveland after he served a one-game suspension in Game 5. Golden State has a 3-2 lead in the series as it tries for a second straight NBA title. In what could be a preview of October playoff baseball, the Washington Nationals outlasted the Chicago Cubs 5-4 in 12 innings. The Dodgers had a 3-2 win over Arizona. Ichiro Suzuki singled in the first inning and doubled in the ninth to raise his total in the Japanese and major leagues to 4,257, passing Pete Rose's record in Major League Baseball total during the Miami Marlins 6-3 loss to the San Diego Padres. The San Francisco Giants completed a sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers with a 10-1 victory. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Move your motor to the Washington Speedway this Saturday, where the hot laps start at 6:30 and racing starts at 7. We're racing the Winged Outlaws and Wingless MSL class. The Washington Speedway this Saturday night, where it's a blast to go this fast.
Smith Auto would like to take this opportunity to salute our brave Navy personnel who sacrificed their time with loved ones to defend our great country. Thank you for all that you do from your friends at Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron.
KNDY.